This is WSIU News. An Illinois House committee passed a bill yesterday that would help keep the Chicago Bears in Illinois. Capital News Illinois reports the legislation would freeze property taxes for mega projects like a new Bears stadium in Arlington Heights. Instead, developers would negotiate on annual payments with local governments. It all comes as Indiana lawmakers work on their own plan to lure the Bears across the state line. But that doesn't scare the sponsor of the Illinois bill, State Representative Cam Buckner.
I think what they have done there and what they have rolled out has not risen to the level of the pandemonium that's been surrounding it. I think that there are still people in that state that, that either don't know or are unsure about the smorgasbord of tax increases that's attached to their proposal.
While the bill did take a step forward, both Democrats and Republicans say there is still more work to do. U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy recently issued a written ultimatum to both Governor J.B. Pritzker and the State Director of Driver Services in the Illinois Secretary of State's office, listing several cases of drivers that were in violation of the law. Duffy claims 1 in 5 commercial licenses issued to non-citizens in Illinois were issued illegally. He said the state could lose millions in federal funding if it doesn't clean up its driver's license system. State Representative Dave Severn of Benton said Illinois needs to make sure people who drive semis on the roadways have their correct license and have done things legally.
We've got people out there on the road that should not be driving these trucks. And so in my district, there's accidents almost on a daily basis. And so I want to make sure that we're abiding by the laws, the rules, and the correct people are driving for safety for the people that are on the roads today. The opportunity for us to be safe is what we've got to do. And right now, that's not the case.
Fed Secretary Duffy accuses Illinois of issuing CDLs to non-citizens for a period longer than their authorized stay in the U.S. and issuing a significant number of CDLs to non-citizens without confirming their immigration status. Walmart has agreed to a $100 million multi-state settlement over allegations the company deceived customers and drivers who participated in its Spark Drivers program. Walmart has paid Illinois drivers more than $1.1 million because of its alleged actions. The Spark Driver program is an independent contractor initiative allowing drivers to deliver groceries, general merchandise, and prescriptions for Walmart and other retailers. It alleged Walmart made offers to drivers through the Spark app, then split or changed parts of the order after a driver had accepted, which resulted in drivers receiving less than the base pay or the full tip shown on the initial offer. Walmart also allegedly failed to disclose the full incentive pay requirements to drivers who completed incentive tasks and who only became aware of additional requirements when they were not paid. More than 270 million deliveries nationwide have been made by nearly 1 million drivers through Spark. I'm Leah Lerner for WSIU News.